On the floor of a massive starfighter assembly rig, he stopped with his head raised and his lightsaber cocked. A prickling in the back of his neck warned him of a new threat, just as a railgun charge exploded to his right, sending pieces of TIE fighter in all directions. He deflected the main force of the explosion, but was still stung by tiny pieces of shrapnel down the back of his right hand.
"Give up!"
the insurgent shouted.
"We have the factory! What is he?"
called another to one of his fellows.
"Some kind of shadow trooper? Doesn't matter, blast him!"
Anger rose up in him, pure and clean, sweeping all other concerns aside. He vaulted a stack of detached solar gather panels and sent a stream of machine parts raining down on the source of the weapons fire. Screams sounded over the crashing of metal. Coda's insurgents scattered from behind the TIE cockpits they had been using as shelter. Some fired shots at him, employing a range of weaponry that displayed either a lack of organization or restricted resources, or both. He deflected every shot with controlled fury and poured his rage into retaliation. He felt no need to hold back. Those disloyal to the Empire deserved everything they got. Another shockwave rolled through the structure, much stronger than the last. He barely kept his footing on the heaving deck as TIE fighter and body parts tumbled around him. Juno was shouting something at him, but it was a moment before he could hear her over the blaring of the intercom.
"The stabilizers or the repulsor engines, can't tell which, not good at all."
"What's that? Repeat."
"Coda's accomplices have hit the facility where it hurts. Finish up soon or we're going down into the sky lanes with it."
Right. The deck was still moving underfoot as he made his way out of the assembly area. "Where did you say this control center was?" Juno guided him through the quaking facility. Anyone unlucky enough to get in his way was unceremoniously pushed aside by telekinesis.
"Any available squadrons, defend the security stations at once. They're breaching the security stations. Command bridge to all squadrons. We need your assistance."
Ambient gravity was noticeably lighter by the time he reached the doors that Juno assured him led to the control center. That meant the entire facility was falling at a faster rate than he cared to think about. Then he gestured with one finger, and the heavy blast doors slid open. Beyond lay a room identical to hundreds in the galaxy, cold and metallic, with red display screens, keeping staff updated on the facility's status. A long, elevated walkway led to a command post, where General Rom Coda stood with his back to the door, in a gesture deliberate in its commingled confidence and contempt. He hadn't even drawn his lightsaber, which hung diagonally across his shoulder blades in a custom-made sheath. A brown cloak hung from two metal shoulder pads that only added to the physical presence of the man.